Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 10 Easy Dutch Short Stories for Advanced Beginners, A2 Level by Alan de Raymond, is a graded reader designed for people who have moved beyond absolute beginner Dutch and want more real reading practice without being overwhelmed. Position for A2 learners, it assumes a foundation of roughly 800 to 1,000 common words and builds from there through 10 short, humorous stories. The book uses story-driven learning to expand vocabulary and strengthen reading comprehension, with support features aimed at keeping the input accessible. Difficult words are explained as you read, and the language is intentionally kept within reach by relying largely on present tense forms, minimizing the complexity that often comes with heavy past tense narration. After each story, a short quiz checks comprehension and helps reinforce newly encountered words, with answers provided later in the book. As a result, the book functions both as light entertainment and as a structured self-study tool for learners who want consistent, confidence-building exposure to Dutch in context. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, level-appropriate storytelling for A2 learners. A key strength of the book is that it treats reading as a skill that must be trained at the right difficulty level. Instead of presenting isolated sentences or grammar drills, it offers 10 complete short stories written to be manageable for advanced beginners. The premise is that A2 learners can read longer passages if the language is controlled and the support is built in. The book signals that it targets readers who already recognize a basic core vocabulary, then uses that base to introduce new words through repeated, meaningful context. The stories are described as short and funny, which matters for motivation. A learner is more likely to finish a text, and finishing is what builds reading stamina. Because the stories focus on everyday situations and clear narrative flow, they provide practice with common structures a learner will see in real Dutch, such as straightforward sentence order and frequent functional vocabulary. This topic is ultimately about scaffolding readers get a genuine sense of reading a story in Dutch while staying within an achievable A2 range. Secondly, vocabulary expansion in context with on-page support. The book is explicitly vocabulary-focused, aiming to teach more than 400 new words across the 10 stories. Its method is contextual learning. New terms appear inside a narrative so that meaning is reinforced by situation, actions, and surrounding words. This approach helps learners move from recognition to usable understanding, because they repeatedly see words doing work in sentences rather than sitting in a list. To prevent frustration, each difficult word is explained, allowing readers to keep moving through the story instead of constantly leaving the page to search a dictionary. That matters for comprehension, because constant lookups break the mental model of the text. The result is a reading experience where the learner can maintain flow while still learning new items. For advanced beginners, this balance is crucial without support. Authentic texts may contain too many unknown words. With too much simplification, there is too little growth. The book positions itself between those extremes by pairing manageable stories with steady vocabulary enrichment. Thirdly, reduce tense complexity to keep input accessible. Another notable design choice is grammatical accessibility, especially the claim that the stories use almost no past tenses. For learners around A2, tense and verb form variation can be one of the biggest barriers to smooth reading. Minimizing past tense narration reduces cognitive load and allows the reader to focus on comprehension, vocabulary, and general sentence structure rather than decoding complex verb forms on every line. This does not mean the book ignores verb learning. It also includes the past tenses of newly introduced verbs, giving learners a reference point for later study. In practice, that pairing can support two goals at once. First, it makes the main reading easier and more enjoyable by keeping the surface grammar relatively predictable. It gently prepares the learner for the next stage by showing how important verbs behave in past forms, without forcing the learner to process those forms continuously inside the stories. This topic reflects an instructional trade-off that many graded readers make: simplify the main text while still providing a path to more advanced grammar. Fourthly, quizzes as retrieval practice and comprehension checks. After each story, the book provides a quiz with answers available at the end. This feature turns passive reading into active learning. For language acquisition, especially a beginner in lower intermediate stages, retrieval practice is a practical way to improve retention. Attempting to recall a word meaning or a story detail strengthens memory more than rereading alone. The quizzes also serve as a quick diagnostic tool. If a reader consistently struggles, it signals that the stories are being read too fast, that too many words are being skipped, or that certain structures need review. Because the quizzes are tied directly to each story, they reinforce the exact vocabulary and comprehension points the learner just encountered, when the context is still fresh. That tight feedback loop encourages a study routine: read a story, check understanding, review missed items, then move on. For self-learners without a teacher, this structure matters because it introduces accountability and a sense of progress. The quizzes, therefore, function as both reinforcement and motivation, helping the book operate as a guided A2 reading course rather than just a collection of texts. Lastly, cultural framing through stories about foreigners in the Low Countries. The stories are described as being about foreigners in Belgium and the Netherlands, which gives the reading practice a cultural frame. Even when a book is primarily a language tool, setting and perspective influence engagement learners often want material that feels connected to real places and daily life. By centering foreigners, the book implicitly aligns with the experience of many Dutch learners, who may also be newcomers or visitors navigating unfamiliar situations. This can make scenarios feel relatable and can introduce culturally grounded vocabulary and routines that appear in everyday Dutch contexts. Importantly, the book uses humor as part of its appeal, which can lower anxiety and make the learning process feel less like a test. While it is not positioned as a deep cultural study, the choice of setting and character perspective can still provide light exposure to social expectations, common interactions, and the flavor of life in the Low Countries, as represented through accessible narratives. This kind of cultural anchoring supports comprehension because familiar real-world situations give learners additional clues about meaning beyond the words themselves. In conclusion, this book best suits Dutch learners at the advanced beginner or early A2 stage who want to move from exercises into sustained reading, but still need structured support. It is also useful for self-learners who prefer a clear routine, read a short text, learn new vocabulary and context, and confirm understanding with a quiz before continuing. The practical benefits are straightforward. Readers get repeated exposure to common Dutch structures, expand vocabulary by hundreds of words, and build confidence by finishing complete stories rather than isolated snippets. The minimized use of past tenses lowers the barrier to entry, while the inclusion of past forms for new verbs provides a bridge to the next learning step. Compared with many similar Dutch graded readers, the book stands out for combining three elements in one place: short humorous stories, immediate help for difficult words, and end-of-story quizzes with answers. That combination makes it easy to study without additional materials and reduces the friction that often stops learners from reading consistently. Readers who want literary depth may prefer other collections, but learners who value clarity, accessibility, and steady progress will likely find it an efficient and encouraging tool. If you would like to support Alain de Raymond, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.